I coach the youngsters at Wigan Warriors. So we look at the potentials in under 14s. We work on their skills, and it gives you a chance to do a bit of talent ID. And I've just currently been asked to coach the GB teachers ladies team, so that's a new one for me. We have our first game on Sunday.
Who have you coached then? Tell us some names, Amanda.
As in youngsters?
Yes.
Over the years, of course, coached quite a lot. At the moment, the 19s at Wigan, so you're talking your Oliver Gildarts, and breaking into first team, you've got George Williams. Those are two of the lads that, you know, over the years I'd coached from a young age, in my 12s and 13s.
As a level 3, are you now qualified to coach in Super League?
Yeah, I could take up the top spot now.
And would that ever be an ambition of yours? Do you think that's something you could realistically achieve?
A realistic goal, I do want to coach at academy level. I really want to get hold of being able to coach 19s rugby league. Just feel I like the intensity of it and the commitment from the players that you can expect. To assist, I look at somebody like Paul Deacon at the moment that's assisting at Wigan Warriors. I did my level 3 with Paul, and I'd love to be in a position where he's at. And I know I could do it, but whether I'd ever get the opportunity... You know.
You're supposed to tell us now. I actually got more marks than Paul. That's what you're supposed to tell us.
Amanda, why do you add the last bit? You know, you wonder if you'll ever get that opportunity. Why wouldn't you be given that opportunity?
I think because of the amount of coaches that I've worked with, you know, along over the years. You know, I've been coaching for 15 years now, from grassroots all the way to national under 16s, and then obviously the scholarship stuff that I've done, and the coaches that I've worked with, I've been up there, you know, coaching at Super League, and I just don't seem to be able to follow the same pathway as coaches have. So Brian McDermott, that coaches at Leeds, you know, he was somebody that I worked with on scholarship at Leeds Rhinos, Daryl Powell and people like that. I worked alongside those coaches, and they go on that pathway where they climb quite steadily into your academy and then onto first team. I don't seem to sort of follow that same pathway.
Is that because you're a woman?
I guess it is. It has to be, really. I believe that I'm as good as those guys that are coaching there. It's quite hard to measure coaching. I don't think there's a right way and a wrong way to coach, but if you can believe in what you do,
you certainly shouldn't be judged, you know, on being on a female coach, should you?
No, not at all.
Is that unfair then?
I guess it is, really. Yeah, it's quite frustrating because you watch other people doing it and you know you're capable of doing the same job that they're doing, and I've got a passion to do that. I really do enjoy coaching, and I'd love to now take it to the next level and be able to be...
Right. Generally, across the board, compared to men, do you feel that you are being rewarded inadequately in terms of the possibility of climbing the ladder? Because pretty much that's what you've said, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess I have, really. Yeah, it's a bit of an awkward one, really, because you don't want to come across bitter in any way, because I love my coaching and all the opportunities.
No,
that
but
I've
you
had.
Want to be treated with equality.
Yeah,
that's what you want, isn't
definitely,
it?
Definitely. Yeah, I want to be.
And that's
rewarded
what should happen, isn't it?
It should. It should. Yeah.